I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. With us today, Laura Young, epidemiologist with the Virginia Department of Health.
Tell us about Zika. What's the latest?
Zika hasn't gone away. It got a lot of attention last year as it sort of came into the public eye. Zika is a virus, and it's causing birth defects in women who become infected during pregnancy. It's causing birth defects in their infants in rare cases. Mm-hmm. We're seeing Zika in many different parts of the world, in Central and South America and the Caribbean, and then in parts of Asia and Africa and the Pacific Islands. And we did see Zika last year in the continental U.S., only in Florida and Texas. We did not have local transmission in the majority of the United States and not in Virginia at all.
Obviously, it presents serious complications for women during pregnancy, but in general, is it considered to be a deadly disease?
Absolutely not. About 80% of people who are infected won't have symptoms at all. And then in those who do, they're often mild. You might have an itchy rash, conjunctivitis, body aches, joint pain, very mild symptoms, if symptoms at all.
Now, I also read that Zika can also be sexually transmitted.
We have seen sexual transmission from both men and women to sexual partners. So if you have a traveler returning from an area where maybe they were exposed in another country and then not using protection, they could potentially pass Zika on sexually to a partner.
Did I hear you correctly saying that it could be transmitted both ways?
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was a big deal. It was first discovered that men could transmit it, but now women can transmit it as well.
Yes, they have had some instances both ways.
Well, what's being done right here in Virginia to prepare our citizens for Zika and enhancing Zika awareness?
We have a state plan for Zika preparedness. We do a lot at the state level to sort of get ready, to provide educational materials, to work with providers, to coordinate testing through our state lab. So those are things that happen both at a state and local level. At the local health departments, you might have more of a interaction with the providers in your district or with specific citizens who need education or who want education. We try to get out in the community and provide that information so that people have accurate resources and an accurate picture of the scenario.
Mm-hmm. Is the Zika virus vectored by just the Asian tiger mosquito, or have other mosquitoes been implicated?
Primarily, it's been transmitted through the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is the yellow fever mosquito.
Right.
Here in Virginia, we have a large population of the Aedes albopictus, which is the Asian tiger mosquito. And in this ongoing outbreak, it has not been the primary vector, but there is potential for transmission through that species as well.
Well, if people have concerns about Zika virus here in Virginia, what should they do? Who should they contact?
They can definitely contact their doctor, especially if you're, you know, a pregnant woman with concern. We'd recommend reaching out to your provider. The local health department can also be a great source of information. And then there are informational websites through the health department, through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization.
We'll make sure that the Virginia Department of Health's website is up on our website to direct people to more information about Zika. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.